Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly. You're very welcome to Poem of the Week. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Every week, we will be promoting new poetry and celebrating old favourites too by commemorating each poem alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Anyone Lived in a Pretty How Town by E.E. Cummings. Read now by Kate Dempsey.
Anyone lived in a pretty how town, with up so floating many bells down, spring, summer, autumn, winter, he sang his didn't, he danced his did. Women and men, both little and small, cared for anyone, not at all. They sowed their isn't, they reaped their same, sun, moon, stars, rain. Children guessed, but only a few, and down they forgot as up they grew, autumn, winter, spring, summer, that no one loved him more by more. When by now, and tree by leaf, she laughed his joy, she cried his grief. Bird by snow and stir by still, anyone's any was all to her. Someone's married their everyone's, laughed their cryings and did their dance, sleep, wake, hope, and then they said their nevers, they slept their dream. Stars, rain, sun, moon, and only the snow can begin to explain how children are apt to forget to remember with up so floating many bells down. One day anyone died, I guess, when no one stooped to kiss his face. Busy folk buried them side by side, little by little and was by was, all by all and deep by deep, and more by more they dream their sleep. No one and anyone, earth by April, wish by spirit and if by yes. Women and men, both ding and dong, summer, autumn, winter, spring, reaped their sowing and went their came, sun, moon, stars, rain.
The earliest recorded reference to foolishness on the 1st of April goes back to the 14th century and that great epic of the Middle Ages, Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. During the nun's priest's tale, a vain rooster manages to outwit an equally vain fox and escapes being eaten. While April Fool's Day is one of the few secular holidays celebrated worldwide, it traces its origins to a pope. Many believe that the day began in 1582 when Pope Gregory XIII decreed the adoption of the Gregorian calendar, named after himself, which moved New Year's Day from the end of March to the 1st of January. The change was published widely, but those who didn't get the memo and continued to celebrate on the 1st of April were ridiculed and, because they were seen as foolish, called April Fools. One of the more traditional pranks is to entrust the victim with an important letter to be given to a named person. Once delivered, each person would then send the victim to take it to someone else, and so on. The letter, when opened, contained the words, "Send the fool further." Anyone Lived in a Pretty How Town by E.E. Cummings. Lovely, Kate. Thank you very much. First of all, what made you choose that poem?
I've been reading E.E. Cummings since before I was writing poetry, so I thought I'd choose one of his, and this is one of the better known ones, I guess. And I love the rhythm of and the way that he plays with words in it.
Yeah, it's definitely the syntax trips you up a lot as you're reading it. Never mind speaking it out loud. Yeah.
Yeah, and what doesn't come over when you read it out loud is the way that it's laid out with all the there's lots of phrases that are in brackets, and so if you have to go and then read of the sense of the sentence, if you drop the brackets altogether, and it actually changes the way that you read the poem.
We were chatting a little bit just off air there, and the date that we chose for to commemorate this poem by E.E. Cummings is, of course, April Fool's Day, the first week of April, the first day of April, and just wondered what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, April Fool's Day is when the world is turned a bit upside down. And the best jokes on April Fool's Day are things that are obviously foolish but based on truth. And I think that E. Cummings here is turning a lot of poetic things kind of upside down and mixing his words like that. So it actually fits quite well.
But what about Kate Dempsey? You're quite a widely published poet yourself. When did you start writing poetry? You mentioned there that you were reading E.E. Cummings before you started writing. Yeah. So when did you really start writing poetry?
In 1999, I made a New Year's resolution because I'd always been a massive reader, and I'd always thought about what my byline would look like on the back of a book since I was a child. But I'd never written a book, never written anything really. And so I decided to go and go on a creative writing course and see, you know, actually get down and write the book because it wasn't going to write it by itself.
And it was poetry that you
No. It started with prose. Oh. I thought I'd write, a few best-selling novels. And that didn't work out quite so well, you know, fitting it around family and working and things like that. But then I was made in a creative writing course by Stuart Lane, actually. He made me write poem, and I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed bringing it back and sharing it with people as well, which I think is part of the process of writing poems. So, yeah, I was a bit hooked then.
Your background is in science, it's physics. Am I?
Yeah, I have a physics degree, and then I went from physics into IT.
Okay, so, yeah, the road to poetry is not usually paved with equations. So how is that?
Well, maybe it should be. There's a wonderful quote which I can't remember, but it's about that poetry and science are both things that describe the beauty of the world, something like that. And there is a bit of a crossover. I'm actually going to a conference in a couple of weeks, which is poetry and science. And I love that there are some scientist poets, particularly Iggy McGovern and Noel Duffy are two Irish ones, but there's other ones as well.
Your debut collection was published 2016, and it was The Space Between Words.
Yeah, Dura Press.
By Dura Press. How was that? That's your first collection.
Yeah.
How was that whole experience?
Well, it's very exciting. I mean, it's been a long time coming. The oldest poem, and it would have been from, I don't know, maybe a couple of years after I started writing poetry. But that, you know, they're gathered over time, and then you put all the poems together and you see that some of them just don't fit in the flow of the book as well. So that was really good, and I've done a lot of readings, quite a few readings all around the country. And it's great to go outside your normal areas and your normal zones and meet other people and other poets.
Is the second album is always the most difficult? Are you finding similar?
The second album will be different because as you move on, you're a different person and you're writing about different things. But yeah, I'm writing away.
It's a really interesting title of the collection, and it's something that you obviously thought a lot about, the space between words. Can you just, I don't know, explain your thought process when you were choosing that title of collection?
Yeah, the title changed so many times. I think it's the same for anyone who writes a book. You either get, or a poem even, you either have the title straight away, or you work your way towards a title. And the space between is a line from one of the poems in there. About, the line is something like, the way you taste the space between the words. And it's that there's a lot of meaning between words and between the lines of poems, but also it's about the space between lots of things. The image on the front cover is a Venetian plague doctor mask, and that's kind of an image about the space between the poet and the reader. And also some of the physics things are coming out there about the space between atoms, the space between subatomic particles, and then again going big space, the space between planets and the place between stars.
Kate Dempsey is originally from Coventry but is now living, working and writing in Ireland. Prizes for her writing include the Plough Prize, the Cecil Day Lewis Award, shortlisted for the Hennessy New Irish Writing Award, and she also runs the Poetry Divas, a collective of women poets. The Space Between is her debut collection of poetry, and it's published by Dura Press. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a programme today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.